was meant with toil. As long as with the race, I'll lay me down a little while to breathe. Four strokes received, and many blows were paid, have robbed my strong knit sinews of their strength. And spite of spite, needs must I rest a while.
Smile, gentle heaven, or strike, ungentle death. For this world frowns, and inward sun is clouded.
Now, my lord, what happened? What hope of good?
Our hopeless lives are stared, our ranks are broken, ruin follows us. What counsel give you? Whither shall we fly?
Good as is blind, they follow us with wings, and weak we are, jealous and pursued.
Ah, why dost thou withdraw thyself?
Thy father's blood the thirsty earth hath drunk, broached with the steely point of Clifford's lance. And in the very pangs of death he cried, like to a dismal clangor heard from far, Warwick, revenge. My son, revenge my death. So underneath the belly of their steeds, that stained their fetlocks in his smoking blood, the noble Salisbury gave up the ghost.
Then let the earth be drunken with our blood. I'll kill my horse, because I will not fly. Why stand we like soft-hearted women here, wailing our losses whilst the foe doth rage, and look upon as if the tragedy were played in jest by counterfeiting actors? Here, on my knee, I vow to God above, I'll never pause again, never stand still, till either death hath closed these eyes of mine, or fortune given me measure of revenge.
O Warwick, I do bend my knee with thine, and in this vow do chain my soul to thine. And ere my knee rise from the earth's cold face, I throw my hands, mine eyes, my heart to thee. Oh, setter up and plucker down of kings, beseeching thee if with thy will it stands that to my foes this body must be praised, yet that thy brazen gates of heaven may ope and give sweet passage to my sinful soul.
My lord, take leave until we meet again, where'er it be, in heaven or in earth.
Brother, give me thy hand. And gentle Warwick, let me embrace thee in my weary arms.
Away! Away! Once more, sweet lords, farewell! Get them all together to our troops and give them leave to fly that will not stay. This may plant courage in their quailing breasts, but yet keep hope of life and victory. But slow no longer! Make we hence amends!